The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, this is not the Steve Noble Show, because I'm not Steve Noble. I am his equally obnoxious friend. He hates that comparison, but Steve makes me feel normal, and I like that about him. Steve is off today. My name is Chris Connell. I'm a friend of Steve's, a local pastor here in the Raleigh area. Shout out to my lead pastor, Chad Harvey, at Cross Assembly. Whatever you say. And I'm really excited today. The question is, on the Steve Noble Show today, does your faith vote? Does your faith vote? Is there a place for your Judeo-Christian ethics, for your faith in Christ, for your biblical values within the political arena? I have, as my guest today, Laurel Brooks. Laurel, say hello to the Steve Noble Show listeners.
Hello, everybody. So happy to be here.
And this is, how many times have you been on the radio, Laurel?
Today?
Yes. I love it. If the Steve Noble Show fans could clap, they'd be clapping for you right now, Laurel.
I hear it.
You are the National Director of Engagement for My Faith Votes. And before I go any further with what I want to say, give Steve's listeners, and that's myfaithvotes.org, a quick snippet of what My Faith Votes is all about.
My Faith Votes is an organization of Christians who are doing things to move other Christians who typically don't get involved in the public square, don't vote, to the polls so that we can greatly impact the future of America.
Are you saying we have some lazy Christians out there? Is that what you're trying to say, Laurel?
I'm saying we have 1 in 3 Christians who do not vote, 15 million who are not even registered.
How do you know those numbers?
We have the statistics.
You have your ways.
We have our ways. Yes, sir. That information's out there, and it's public information, who votes and who doesn't.
Okay.
So we know that. And we're facing November 2022 midterms, and typically in midterms, only 50% of the Christians who are registered to vote, vote. And we could greatly impact the future of America if we could change that number, and that's our goal.
Wow. So, Laurel, again, we're here on the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell filling in. You are the National Director of Engagement for My Faith Votes, which makes it sound like, to me, your job is to get people connected, get
Correct.
People, do the marketing, do all those things that are a part of reaching people. But before we go down to My Faith Votes and what it's about, I want to start this first segment by just asking a little bit about your story. Your husband, James, is here. He's an attorney. Right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so he could sue me for anything I say incorrectly. Is that right?
He would never do that.
Oh, well, we haven't finished the show yet,
okay,
Laurel.
Okay. I'll hold judgment. Pull that one back.
All right, and you and James have been married for how long?
Almost 20 years.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Are there kids involved? Are there pets involved? Are grandkids, anything like that?
7 grandchildren, 3 pets.
All right. Any grandpets in there?
No, yes, actually, a grandpet. One
okay.
dog.
Now, let's talk about kind of where you grew up, geography. Are you from the North Carolina area? Are you from parts unknown?
I was born in Massachusetts, moved to North Carolina when I was 4.
Okay.
So basically, I'm a North Carolinian.
Right, right.
Yep. And I grew up at Tar Heel, and I went to Carolina.
Man. We were talking before the show about how upset you were about Mike Krzyzewski leaving Duke basketball. Do you want to talk about that at all, Laurel?
I don't.
You know, I was telling you and your husband, like, when I moved to this area 20 years ago, I had no idea that I was moving to a town that hated one of its own teams as much as this town hates Duke. And so I just randomly picked Duke because nobody cared about the teams I root for, Penn State and Syracuse, although they kind of care for Syracuse now because of being in the ACC. But, man, this town hates Duke. But anyway, that has nothing to do with the show. So you've been here. Now, as far as your career and background, talk about that a little bit, and then how you ended up getting involved with this whole movement of My Faith Votes.
Okay, Reader's Digest version of that.
Yeah.
I worked for Apple Computer. I was employee number 715. I put together
wow.
I put together the structure for the United States and Canada, the administrative structure.
It sounds like a leadership role.
It was kind of a leadership role that I just created, and they liked it, so they
was it really it. Good money, Laurel? That's what I really want to know.
No.
Okay.
Not at the time.
Okay.
But it was a an opportunity to work with Steve Jobs. Who gets that, right?
Right. Were you actually around Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, employee number 715.
Wow.
It's not a big organization at the time.
Right, right.
But anyway, and then I worked so hard, 18-hour days, that I ended up sick. I ended up chronically ill for 37 years. And
wow.
Then in October 2018, the Lord healed me. He gave me from October 2018 to August 2020 to have fun and then put me to work.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, have you always been a follower of Christ?
Yeah, off and on, pretty much my whole life. Of course, I had those ups and downs, stronger points than not. But I tell you what, when he's all you have, you know he's all you need.
Wow.
So, I've been a very committed believer for a lot of years.
Mom and Dad were believers?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow, okay.
For sure.
So, you work for Apple, mm-hmm. You get stressed out, 37 years of chronic disease, that's long suffering.
Yeah, it was awful.
And God healed you. Mm-hmm. 2018.
Yep.
And talk to Steve's listeners about My Faith Votes and how you got involved or heard about it or what God was doing in you, right? Because obviously you don't make a decision like that without something being stirred inside by the Spirit of God.
Well, I think I was like a lot of Christians in America today. We are inundated with information about all the things our society is doing that oppose God and God's word. And I felt very, very stuck in the anxiety of all of that. Because there's so much information, but nowhere to go with it, no road to run down. And that was very, very frustrating to me. So the propensity is, and I find a lot of Christians do this, you just sort of go back into your shell. And I'm older, so I've watched the transition of America go from being much more biblically based to very confused. And the spiritual war around all of that. And I was frustrated in the fact that America was changing and the voice of the Christian in America seemed to be relatively silent. We weren't impacting anything. And then what happened was my husband's an author, I discovered, started My Faith Votes. Well, I'd been following My Faith Votes in social media for a while, and I loved the voice of My Faith Votes because it wasn't like bombshell, catastrophe, devastating. It wasn't overblown words to drive emotion. It was.
All right. Let me jump in. Sorry, Laurel.
Yep.
We're going to come right back after the break. Laurel Brooks, National Director of Engagement for My Faith Votes. Incredible story. We're hearing more after the break. Stay tuned.
I hear that.
You did hear it right. For being a Christian talk show host, Steve has some of the coolest non-Christian intro music. That's all there is to it. This is not the Steve Noble Show. This is the Chris Connell filling in for Steve Noble Show. And it is the Steve Noble Show. And the question today is, does your faith vote? And really privileged to have as our guest Laurel Bowden Brooks. No relation to Bobby Bowden that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Yeah. And Laurel is the National Director of Engagement for MyFaithVotes.org. And it's a nonpartisan 501c3 that encourages people of faith, people who are followers of Christ, to use their citizenship rights for God's glory and kingdom, which we may not have time to get into this today, but I love one of my favorite stories in the Bible is about Paul when he mentions his Roman citizenship after being brutalized without a trial, and it's one of those great moments. So, Laurel, before the break, you were just sharing about My Faith Votes and your story. You were involved in business in a leadership role with Apple. You apparently were around Steve Jobs. You were employee number 715, so that's an early number, right, in the size of that organization. Unfortunately, 37 years of long suffering with illness. And yet God healed you 2018. And could you kind of pick up from there about how and why you personally got involved in my faith votes?
Sure. I was saying that my husband is an author and he has an agent. And I discovered that his agent started My Faith Votes. Well, I had been watching My Faith Votes a lot in social media because I was very, very tired of the big words driving emotion to entice you to follow. And My Faith Votes, the voice was very calm and confident in the Lord, not denying what was going on in America and our society, revealing what's going on, but with a confidence and without the use of alarming emotion driving words. And I found that I really enjoyed watching what they were posting.
So you were
and
kind
reading.
Of tired of just rhetoric and feeling like, okay, give
yes.
me something to do. You know,
well,
I
was
you.
Very upset about what I was seeing happen in America, feeling like there's no way for me to do anything about it. What can I do? And trying to find a voice that was stable and confident and not trying to drive, you know, my emotions through the roof.
Was this a personal prayer thing for you, too, in this season? Or was there
sure.
kind of going to God and just saying, hey, what do I do?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. So when I found out that my husband's agent started My Faith Votes and I'd been watching him for 4 years, I was amazed. So I said, listen, I've got time. If I can help, let me know. He put me in contact with our CEO, Jason Yates, who's an amazing Christian.
Yeah, I think Jason was on the show about a year ago.
He certainly was, talking about what we do. And I said to Jason, you know, is there anything I can do? I've got time. I got a computer. He said, we don't really have a role for volunteers. And I said, well, do you want me to figure something out? And he's like, sure. So in August,
as a pastor, that's one of my favorite things people ever say. I work for free. Come on.
And I did that in August of 2020.
Yeah.
We started the whole volunteer thing at My Faith Votes. By the 1st of January, we'd gone from 3 people to about 2,800. We had handwritten 1.3 million postcards into non-voting Christians.
That's a lot of postcards.
A lot of postcards and a lot of people. We've got some phenomenal people, and we made an impact in the fall of 2020. So in January, it was really apparent to me that our volunteers didn't really fit the qualification of volunteer, that they're coming to do something for us, because we were serving them, trying to serve Christians around the nation with simple tools they could even do at home to have a real impact on the future of America. And that's where my heart was. I love my faith, and I was very interested in politics, and this intersection was tremendous. So I didn't see my husband from August to January. I worked. But, I mean, the Lord just did amazing, amazing things, and we accomplished a whole lot. So in January, we had, you know, I asked, and Jason's like, I believe in this too, that these are not volunteers for us. These are partners. We're here to serve them with tools. You're not going to go out and create 500 postcards for yourself and figure out who to send them to. But as an organization, as a ministry, we could provide tools to Christians across America who were just like me and stuck in their homes going, but what can I do? There's nothing I can do with the road to run down with their anxiety.
Right.
So we dropped the term volunteer. We call them action partners. We now have action partners about over 5,800 in all 50 states.
All 50 states.
All 50 states. We have them in Hawaii, Alaska, every state in the nation. We have action partners now.
Do you have any paid positions in Hawaii? Because that would be, if you do, Laurel, I'd like to know. Hey, listen, just for the Steve Noble Show listeners, this is Chris Connell filling in for Steve today. The topic, does your faith vote? Our honored guest is Laurel Brooks. She is the National Director of Engagement for My Faith Votes. I know you said it earlier in the show and then during the break to the Facebook Live group, but it's just staggering to me the number of followers of Christ, believers that don't vote in that percentage. Could you repeat that again for Steve's listeners?
Absolutely. And it is a staggering number. It's a shocking number. 1 in 3 Christians do not regularly vote in
voting
elections.
Age Christians.
Yes, eligible voters, registered voters who just don't go to the polls and vote.
You're talking they're registered.
Yes.
But they just don't vote.
Right.
Okay.
And in midterms like November 2022, half of Christians don't vote historically. Half of Christians don't vote. And how important are our midterms? This November, we have every seat in the U.S. House on deck. We have, I think, about 32 in the Senate. We have 36 gubernatorial positions. We have over 6,000 in state legislatures, which are going to be very important positions if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, because it'll be driven to the states. And we have tens of thousands of local elections going on. We could change the future of the nation, even in this midterm election, if Christians will vote and use their voice to do that. If you care about life, the way to change that is through a vote. If you care about traditional family, the way to change that is through a vote. If you care about religious freedom, the way to change that is through a vote.
Okay, so let me play devil's advocate. I'm going to argue for Satan here for a second.
Okay, I love that term.
Do I've heard this. My vote, Laurel, thanks, but my vote doesn't count.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Like I was saying on our website, under Take Action and Articles, there's a whole article to address that. But in summary, our response to that is, it doesn't matter. Obedience to Christ is what matters, and trusting God to do with your vote what he will is what matters. He calls us to be involved. He calls us to be engaged. Are we going to obey him or are we not? And then we trust him with the outcome.
Well, that'll preach. We should take up an offering with that comment, Laurel. So excited to have her here today, Laurel Brooks, National Director of Engagement from MyFaithVotes.com. We're back. This is almost the Steve Noble Show.
You are so funny.
Because Steve is not here, but his equally obnoxious friend Chris Connell is in filling in today. Our awesome guest today is Laurel Brooks. She is the National Director of Engagement with the MyFaithVotes.org. That's .org, MyFaithVotes. And it's a fantastic website. And before we get into some questions, a couple of tools that are available there you mentioned, Laurel. One was that if people – I mentioned over the break, like, I am guilty of missing some midterms because literally I just forgot, didn't have it there.
Yes.
And you said, hey, there's a way you can
– Yes. You can go to our website and sign up to receive reminders. So that we tap you on the shoulder.
Can they remind me to get my taxes done in time and also take the garbage out every week? Can they help me with that, Laurel?
Sorry, not our call from the Lord.
Compassion, not one of your giftings, clearly here, Laurel. All right, so there's tools like that.
Yes.
There's also tools about, like, with midterm elections, like, I've gone to the polls myself and went, oh, my word, I got to make a choice on a school board. And there's and if somebody's with a political party, then and if they line up with the party's values, then I kind of at least have a sense of, okay, this is where they stand on certain issues. But you don't get that with some of these roles. So
yeah, in North Carolina in particular, you didn't get it with the state Supreme Court. And I think the legislature has now required them to designate what party yep. they're in mm-hmm. with school.
I
board,
love our Chief Justice right now, by the way.
He's a great guy.
Yes.
He's a wonderful guy. The school board elections are very difficult and very critical right now, too, because of everything that's going on in terms of CRT and those issues. It's very difficult to get a voter guide on school board candidates because they are typically not required to designate what party they're in. And if you send them information to fill out to get a feeling as to where they stand on these issues, they don't have to respond. So the school board elections are the tougher ones, and it means that you've got to dig in yourself.
Do some choose not to respond?
Oh, yeah. Lots choose not to respond.
As like a political move
yes,
kind of a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
To stay neutral so that you sort of are left in the dark.
Right.
We connect to voter guides. We don't actually produce those ourselves, but we have resources of voter guides that you can access through our website that go down as far as we're able to dig down.
Are they partisan guides?
No, they're not. You know, we're nonpartisan. Some of the guys out there are partisan, and you can find them from different resources, but we try very hard to be nonpartisan.
And why is that?
Because we're a 501c3, we've made that commitment. And we've made that, our ministry is a call to Christians who have biblical views of life, true biblical views about life, in that they would vote for whoever is standing for those true biblical views. We just want to support that effort. And as I was saying to you, the MyFaithVotes.org website is very much a one-stop shop. You can register to vote through there. You can contact your representatives, whoever they are. We'll tell you who they are. You put in your address, we'll tell you who they are, and you can send them an email right from our website if you want to communicate. It makes it very, very easy to do so. We have lots of resources like prayer guides. We have lots of articles on different things. We have a SCOTUS watch. We have all the things you need to be an educated Christian voter. For the most part, you can find on our website.
Do you endorse candidates?
No, sir.
I know I'm asking questions with the answer to.
No. Yeah, it's totally fine. No, right. We will not endorse the candidate. But see, this is what worked for me when I was outside of My Faith Votes and I was trying to figure out what to do. I was being bombarded with candidates asking me to fund their campaigns or whatever. And it occurred to me, if I fund efforts to get that Christian to the voting booth, I'm going to help every candidate on that ballot, not just one, but every single candidate on that ballot. I was an econ major, so that cost-benefit analysis really worked for me. So anyway, I am all in on our ministry because I know the people involved. I know that God is at the forefront of everything we do. We seek His will in everything we do. And I am passionate and overwhelmingly grateful that the Lord has given me the opportunity to give voices back to Christians who have felt overwhelmed and burdened with nothing to do.
Our guest today on the Steve Nova Show is Laurel Brooks. She is the National Director of Engagement with MyFaithVotes.org. So good to have you here with us.
So good to be here.
You know, one of the things that went in my head as we were talking, and I didn't ask you off the air, so I may put you in the spot here, but what about parents mm-hmm. who just want to educate their future voting children? You know, do you have any thoughts for them and on how to prepare that next generation to be engaged?
Oh, that's really good. That's a good question, because it's important, because you see in our society right now, there is all kinds of indoctrination. A lot of Christians pulling their children out of public schools and all of that, but we still have 87% of children in America in our government school system. So parents are called by the Lord to raise up their children. And if they raise their children with a biblical worldview and the importance of engaging, going forth into our society as the Lord directs us to, I believe that will be a natural outcome, that they understand what a biblical worldview is because they're being specifically taught that at home, and then translate that into being obedient to the Lord when He says, go forth. And you know Rob McCoy. We were talking about
McCoy. He's been a guest at our church along with Charlie Kirk came in. And
yeah,
yes.
He's phenomenal. And one of the things that he says, I think it originally came actually from David Lane, but with America Renewal Project that's been doing meetings around
yes,
the state.
I think Mark Robin Rampani is our mutual friend we have who's here with us. Yeah. He made the connection. I think we've worked with them. Great group.
Great group. And I've traveled with Mark Robinson around the state because David Lane's allowed us to do that. And we've got over 30 pastors running this fall because of those efforts.
I love that group and those efforts they're making.
It's a phenomenal group. But anyway, where's I going with that? McCoy.
Yeah.
So what Rob says often is, you know, we know the scripture that says, upon this rock I will build my
church.
And it's not church. It's ecclesia.
Yes, that's correct.
And ecclesia means public square.
Yeah.
So if we raise our children to have strong biblical values, what the Lord says in scripture is true for us, and then we teach them the truth that we are to engage and go forth into our society, they will become godly voters. The primary thing to do is to teach them what the Word says.
What about folks that maybe nobody says this? But what about folks that would say to you, Laurel, yeah, but I don't feel called to vote. I feel like my place is prayer. Like I shouldn't be involved. Christians shouldn't be involved in politics. Do you get anybody saying things like that to you?
Tons. We get tons of people that say, and tons of pastors that say that to right. tell you the truth. But that's not following the word of God, because it's clear in scripture that we are to be engaged in the ecclesia.
So you feel there's a biblical foundation.
Absolutely. There's a biblical foundation for us to be involved in the public square. And there are lots of teachings on that, as a matter of fact, tied to lots of scriptures that I can't get into today. But I'm completely convinced of that, and I think the word is very clear on that. So, and why wouldn't it be? If you remove the Christian voice from politics, you could remove the ability to evangelize in our society. We've got a pastor out in Montana right now that's in a small town in Montana that is now in a fight for his ministry over whether or not the Bible is hate language, yes. has hate speech. So this is happening in our society, we're here. That's why we've got to get to the voting booth. If we care about those things, we have to vote.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this show today, and I mentioned, I think before the show we were chatting a little bit, and you've got kids and you've got grandchildren, and I don't know if we said grand pets or not.
Yes.
That type of thing. But, you know, I've got three children, no grandkids yet. My oldest is 20, and she's a sophomore at Liberty University. Great kid, love her to death. And then two younger sons. And at 51 years old, and I know it's not all on me personally, obviously. I'm a little embarrassed about where our culture, our country is for my children.
Oh, not just embarrassed, but greatly concerned.
Yeah, and for me, I said, okay, what are some of the motivations to get involved? And I just want to say to listeners of Steve's show that not only should we, and a lot of, I think, Steve listeners are most likely folks that are going to vote. Mm-hmm. You know, that may not be true, but that would be my guess. But I also think people who have that understanding and passion of being involved need to use that voice to speak to others. And if for no other reason, then we need to look at the current generation that has nobody saying other than the word of God and the church. Thank God for that. But are, in general, the authorities in our country are no longer standing by Judeo-Christian ethics. So why do you have young people trying to figure out their sexual identities? Because they've been told there isn't any identity.
Yep.
They've been told that our sexuality is not sacred, or our gender is not sacred. They've been told that that truth is relative.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very passionately, need to voice for the truth.
Absolutely.
Not just for us, but for the next generation.
Yes.
Our guest on the Steve Noble Show, we have one more segment, so stay tuned, is Laurel Brooks, National Director of Engagement for MyFaithVotes.org. Does your faith vote? It should. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks for listening to the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell filling in.
Motivating pastors to run for office. So they're aligned, but they're complete. They're not identical. And there we go.
We are on the Steve Noble Show, and we just, our guest here, Laurel Brooks, we just love talking the whole time, so we didn't even pay attention. We were coming back on live. But does your faith vote here on the Steve Noble Show? Or as the graphic says, if you're watching on Facebook, thanks a lot, Josh. Not the Steve Noble Show, because he's not here. This is Chris Connell filling in. Does your faith vote? Laurel Brooks is the National Director of Engagement for MyFaithVotes.org. And this last segment, I just want to give her all the freedom she can to plug a couple of things. I'm going to start with this question and then move on to it. Does your vote count?
Absolutely. Every single vote counts, regardless of the outcome.
That's a nice statement, but are there statistics that back that up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. For example, in the Virginia elections this past November, we impacted with 100,000 postcards that were written from people across the United States to low propensity voters in Virginia to get them out to vote. And those elections were so close, I know that we dramatically impacted. For example, just here in North Carolina, you're talking about Chief Justice Newby.
I love Chief Justice Paul Newby. I've been around him several times. Great guy.
5.6 million votes in that election, and he won by 406.
I know.
Just an amazing thing. We sent 20,000 postcards.
I was praying so hard for that election because the Chief Justice is the one that decides what cases they're going to be allowing in.
Yes, and he most aligned with biblical values. And we sent over 20,000 handwritten postcards to non-low propensity voters in North Carolina. I know we impacted at least 406 people to the polls. So it's so great to be involved in a ministry that's actually making a difference and giving all the Christians in America who have this anxiety between, look what's happening in our society and there's nothing I can do, a lane to make a real impact that is not totally invasive into their lives. If anybody out there wants to join us, you can go to www.actionpartners.org and sign up today. There's no money required. There's no time commitment required.
Is there a link on myfaithvotes.org for that as well?
You can also do that from myfaithvotes.org. You can subscribe to myfaithvotes.org, which is different than signing up to be an action partner.
Okay.
The action partner link is a different.
You mentioned action partners over the break, and you said, I'm really passionate about this. I'm glad we're talking
about this. Well, the action partner community is my role at My Faith Votes to engage people to move the needle and change what's happening in America by motivating low propensity voters to become involved. So those people like Betty, my friend out in Washington, who comes to us and says, I've been praying for this for so long. I really want to impact what's going on in America. And if I can reach out to Christians who are hunkered down ostriches because they can't handle what's happening and give them that hope and vision that God is alive and well and wants to use us to change our society, then, you know, I'm a happy camper. And she writes postcards for us all the time. We're getting ready to start within the next 8 weeks or so our postcard campaign to go out into all of America for the November 22.
And why postcards? Because there's all this technology out there, which you're using all of it, I know. But
we're doing
postcards?
Those things too. But postcards are personal. I'll tell you why. This past week, we actually got an email from a woman named Rachel who wrote to us to say that she received our postcard handwritten, prayed over from an individual action partner in November 2020. And she just heard our CEO on the radio this past week, and it prompted her to write us that her postcard has been on her mirror for a year and a half, that it's inspired her, that someone cared enough to do a handwritten note to her.
And you're tearing up a little bit. This matters to you.
It totally matters to me. I am completely passionate about this. Our action partner community is a family. It's about relationship.
And nobody does handwritten notes anymore either.
No. And it's all about, you know, this is what the cross is about. It's about God's desire to have relationship with us. Our action partner community is about having relationship with each other to change the future of America. So we do postcards. We do letters. Every Friday, I send out an email called the Friday Five for the Faithful, which gives people 5 actions to take, simple, from their own home, whether you do or whether you don't, totally up to you. 5 prayers to pray. The most important things to pray about the public square this week, and 5 praises to proclaim, because we've always got to remember there is something to praise going on in our society, and we want that hope to remain. That comes out every single Friday.
All right. My guest here, Laurel Brooks, National Director of Engagement from MyFaithVotes.org. She's talking about action partners.
Yes.
If somebody wants to be an action partner, say again where they need to go for that.
www.actionpartners.org. It's a very simple sign up. Again, no time commitment required, no money. We are here to serve you with tools
to
impact.
So it's not
necessarily
they got to go and give money.
No.
It's a matter of just saying, I can give some time. I can fill out some postcards.
They
I can
choose,
make a difference.
Yes, and our action partners choose how much time they want to give and when. I received an email one time from a guy when we were doing the postcard campaign, and he said, "Thank you so much." He said, "I work all day. I come home. We have dinner. I've got to do baths, bedtime, and at 10 o'clock at night, I can write some postcards to low propensity voters and impact my nation."
When you say low propensity voters, what do you mean by that?
Voters who have an inconsistent voting record. Every once in a while, they'll go to the polls, but every once in a while, they don't. And it's just a nudge, a push to get them to make sure to go to the polls in that election.
I love that reminders tool. I'm going to get on there and use that.
It's a great tool. I'm signed up for that tool as well. The other thing we do as Action Partners is we have a national prayer call every Monday. It's 11 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Pacific time, and 9 o'clock p.m. every single Monday, where you come on a Zoom call or you can call in and not be any interface in any other way except for just on your phone. And we come together. We talk the first few minutes. We divide into rooms of 8 to 10 people, and you pray together to the Lord for our nation. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Chris, we're going to have you on on the 28th.
You're going to live to regret it, I promise you. But anyway, Laura,
I will
not
regret it, Chris. But yes, we would absolutely love people to go look at our site, see everything we provide to them as a voter. And if they want to encourage other Christians to get involved, then come be an Action Partner with us and let us serve you with tools to do that.
Is there... Mm-hmm. hope for America?
Absolutely.
Because I do think there is a sense within the church of, okay, we give up.
Well, and I hear that a lot. My college roommate was saying the other day, I just want to close down into my little bubble mm-hmm. and pretend like none of this is going on. And I said,
maybe the monks didn't have such a bad idea after all.
And I challenge that with, who is greater, he that is within us or he that is in the world? God still reigns. God is still a big God, and God is waiting for us to come to him saying, will you change this and will you use me? He's waiting for us to put feet to our faith and be his voice in America. And if you're feeling hopeless, the answer to that is to grow who God is. Focus on who he is. And this is a spiritual war. We all know it. And he has given us authority to trample on every work of the enemy in Luke 10:19. So we're out here trampling. And I hope other people come with us, because we are seeing a trend, a change in what's going on. We are making a difference. We want to continue to do that. And yes, I am 100% passionate about this.
You know, I think one of the things that may be going on in our culture, Laurel, is that first off, I've had the privilege of traveling to some other parts of the world that forget being a history of Christianity. There's just, you know, there's no Christianity whatsoever, mm-hmm. Or there's no real opportunity for people to use their own voice and speak up without being
exactly
harassed or worse. Right. I think sometimes I wonder if my generation and older generations, we're just not used to being in the minority in America as far as faith and values.
We're not in the minority.
And we're not. But what I mean by that is I think we feel that way right now. And I think we feel like – and I'm like, you know what? We need to stand up and fight and use our voice for a time such as this.
Amen.
Right. Okay. So maybe it's not that maybe we're not happy with some things. Maybe we're not happy with some decisions that have happened in our Supreme Court or in our legislature or who's in the White House or whatever it may be. Does that give us a right to give up and quit?
No, absolutely not. God did not give us armor to have us sit back in our lounge chair and say, oh, look, the enemy's taken over. It's really bad. I guess I'll just sit here. There's nothing biblical about that.
Yeah.
God calls us to the spiritual war. And we know our votes matter, because just look at the difference in America based on last election's votes. I mean, your vote does matter. Who is in legislation in this nation absolutely matters. And can we impact that? We absolutely can. But we can't do it from a position of, well, I just can't look. I'm going to be an ostrich. But, you know, we've kind of done that with people, because there are so many Christian organizations that just pump all the bad information out there and don't give you anything to do with it. So we create this anxiety among Christians where they just want to go bury and get under the covers. But God is bigger. And when we have tools to provide them to make a difference, they are so happy. And it's a good ministry we're doing here, and it's good people doing it. And the Action Partners with us are phenomenal human beings.
Our guest is Laurel Brooks. She is the National Director of engagement for MyFaithVotes.org. It's MyFaithVotes.org. And Laurel, if they want to become an action partner, say again where they need to go.
www.actionpartnerswithans.org. Or you can go to the MyFaithVotes website and click on Become an Action Partner. And you can sign up there as well. And I'll look for your name.
You are a fantastic radio guest.
Thanks.
You probably ought to have your own podcast. And I'm just going to say to the Steve Noble Show listeners, does your faith vote? It needs to. Speak up for us and for the next generation. Thanks for listening. Steve will be back Monday.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.